Obedience is exciting. Obedience is rewarding. Praise the Lord. How many of us are ready to receive the word of God? Praise God. I want to continue from where we left off last week. Living from the place of possibility. Today I want to talk about possibility mindset. Possibility mindset or possibility thinking. Whatever suits you. But what I'm saying, put it as possibility mindset. If you have your Bible, so you can look at the screen. Always come to church with your Bible though. Romans chapter 4. And I want to read from verse 17 through to 21. I'm reading the New King James Version. Romans 4, 17 to 21. As it is written in Scripture. I'm reading the Amplified, actually. I think. As it is written in Scripture, I have made you a father of many nations in the sight of him in whom he believed, that is, God who gives life to the dead and calls into being that which does not exist. In hope against hope, Abraham believed that he would become a father of many nations, as he had been promised by God. So numberless shall be your descendants, shall your descendants be. Without becoming weak in faith, he considered his own body now as good as dead for producing children, since he was about 100 years old, and he considered the deadness of Sarah's womb. But he did not doubt or waver in unbelief concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong and empowered by faith, giving glory to God, being fully convinced. The King James Version says, being fully persuaded, being fully convinced that God had the power to do what he had promised. God has the power to do what he has promised. Lord, this is your word. You have the power to do what you have promised. As we sit under the auspices of your presence, let power be made available. Power for understanding and power to act on your word. Lord, open our minds. Let every mind under the sound of my voice be fruitful in your word today. That decisions will be made today. Decisions for fruitfulness and advancement. Decisions for the manifestation of expected desires in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Receiving from God possibility manifestation of expectations, manifestations of desires require possibility mindset, possibility thinking. I told us at the beginning of the month that your thoughts has a lot to do with your faith. Your thinking has a lot to do in your relationship, in your work with God. You have to also understand and settle it in your mind that where there is no doing, where there is no action, receiving is very unlikely. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, it says, by faith, the elders obtained the promises of God. They are obtainable and they are undeniable. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, this is what Paul said. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God. The word of God is the power of God. Not just for salvation, but it primarily says there, or should I say, salvation is a compound word. It includes everything. For it is a power of God for salvation from his wrath and punishment to everyone who believes in Christ as Savior. He says to the Jews first and also to the Greek. What does this mean? When your heart receives the gospel, when your mind is incubated with the gospel of truth, then the gospel releases the power of God into your life. The gospel releases the power of God into the life of anyone who dares to believe the word of God. The word of God may not make sense to you, but if you dare believe God, because the word of God can be opposite of everything you are going through, everything you are experiencing, everything you are seeing on a daily basis. But if you just dare believe it, accepting it for what he said it is, he says there is power that will be made available. I don't know about you. Maybe you are at a point in life where you are about to give up. You are at a point in life when you are like, well, it's too late for me. I want to tell you this morning, it's not too late for you. If Christ lives, his word leave you too, you will live. Oh my God, that amen is crippled. I say if Christ is alive and his word is alive, you too, you will live. You will live and not die to declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. Because the word of God is alive and Christ is alive, your testimony will come to life. I need you to respond. Somebody's testimony is coming to life. I said somebody's testimony is coming to life. Maybe the devil has been lying to you that you will soon die. I want to tell you that the word of God does not die. Christ ever liveth to make intercession for us. That is why I tell you this morning, you shall live and not die, to declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. Maybe the enemy is saying your dream is dead. I want to tell you this morning, your dream is coming alive because the word of God is alive, because Christ himself is alive. I say your dream is alive. The baby in the womb of Elizabeth lives. I say let your dream begin to rise again. Let your dream begin to live again. I blow away every dust that has settled over your dream, every dust that has settled over your destiny. I blow them away by the power of the word of God. If you are that person, say good amen. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say neighbor. Amen. Say neighbor. Amen. You shall live. You shall not die. You shall declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. In Jesus' name. Turn to your other neighbor and say, neighbor, I say you shall live and not die. You will declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. In Jesus' name. Amen. God promised Abraham, like a key scripture this year, he promised him the blessing of greatness, the blessing of significance, and God brought it to pass. But God brought it to pass not only in Abraham, he brought it to pass also in the seed of Abraham, as promised. What did God say? He said to Abraham, in Romans 4, we read, I have made you even when he had not been. Hallelujah. When God came to him, God said, I have made you. At the time God was talking to him, nothing was visible. Hallelujah. I have made you a father of many nations. While he had no child at all. The moment God said it, the mind of Abraham went into action. His mind received it. And his mind saw it. God said to him, or in other words, Abraham, you have been given the ability to birth nations. And possibility is on your side because I am with you. With God, all things are possible. When God is with you, nothing is impossible. So God spoke to a 100-year-old man. He says, I have made you a father. He didn't say of one nation. Because God knew that you and I would be a nation. Oh Lord. God was talking to him beyond the nation of Israel. I have made you a father of many nations. Abraham did not see anything, but he believed everything that God said. His mind said, yes, it's possible. Sarah, we are parents of many nations. So everywhere they went, they declared it. One of the ills of the body of Christ is we are afraid to say what we expect. Because we are like, what if it doesn't come to pass? But if God says it will be, then it becomes your responsibility and my responsibility to begin to say what God says will be. God says we are a great church. God says we are a church of thousands. We are a church on a hill that cannot be hidden. Hallelujah. We may not look so right now, but God said it and I can see it. That's why I will do everything possible to make sure that when the crowd comes, everything is ready. I'm not going to be held back. Why does Pastor want us to have a big large screen? It's because of the crowd that is coming. Why does he want us to have this? Why does he want us to build this? Because of the people that are coming. Maybe you don't see them coming, but I see them coming. When I close my eyes, I see them. I see them sitting on every chair. I see them hanging around on every pew. I see them saying, Pastor, we have no more room in this place. And I see myself saying, we are starting another service. Oh, only two people believe me. Thank you for believing. Matagoze Acadia. You forget something. I came to this city with nobody. I came to this city with nothing. I didn't know you when I came here, but you are here. We didn't have a building when I came here, but now we own this building. If the God who brought you can bring you, if the God who gave us the building can give us, why do you think he gave us? Why do you think he brought you? Somebody said they are coming. Come and say the crowd is coming. Come and say the people are coming. They are coming from Overland Park. They are coming from Springfield. They are coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. They are coming from Redtown. They are coming from Raymond. They are coming from Belton. They are coming from North Kansas City. They are coming from all over the place to settle in a wisdom assembly. If you believe with me, shout amen.
a possibility mindset.
You may write me off. I didn't write myself off. Hallelujah. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Because I know there is more to this church than you can see now. God was telling Abraham, there is more to you than what you can see now. There is more to you than your situation. There is more to you than your age. There is more to you than the pain you are going through. Today, every bona fide child of God is called the seed of Abraham. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through to 29, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. To be heirs according to promise simply means to be in Christ. And to be in Christ means what? To be legally entitled to the covenant promises that God made to Abraham. Anything God said to Abraham, if you are a child of God, you have a right to it. I have a right to it. And I'm not apologetic about it. To be in Christ, what does it mean again? It means that you are a beneficiary of the covenant of promises. The covenant of promises that cannot fail, that God made to Abraham. Bible says there are two immutable things. It says God can't fail. God cannot what? He can't fail. Turn to your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, what are your expectations? God will not fail you." It doesn't matter how big those expectations may be. God is bigger than it. I was listening to a songwriter, a music on my way to church this morning. I've never heard that song before. It's about a girl called, I can't even remember her name now, God have mercy, Jacqueline or something like that. Says God is bigger. The blood is bigger than your failure. God is bigger than your problems. God is bigger than your expectations. God is bigger. He's just bigger. God brought Abraham out of idolatry. He says, "Follow me. I'll make you great. I'll give you a blessing. You will be a blessing. You'll be significant." And what did Abraham do? Abraham took intentional steps. Intentional steps. Faith demands intentional steps. Faith requires intentional thinking. Intentional mindsets. Started following God to receive the promise. And you and I need to know that as long as we are willing to follow in the footsteps of Abraham, hallelujah, we can take delivery of all that God has promised. Hallelujah. John 8:39, Jesus was addressing some cynics. And they answered Jesus and said, "Abraham is our father." And Jesus said to them, "Really? If you are truly Abraham's children, then do the works of Abraham and follow his example." You want delivery of the blessing? Follow the example of Abraham. Believe like Abraham believed. Sacrifice like Abraham sacrificed. If Abraham sacrificed, do you think you will not sacrifice? If Abraham believed, do you think you won't believe to receive? Hallelujah. For Abraham, everything around him was backing hopelessness, reasons not to believe God. The Bible says he looked at his age, but he was not moved. He looked at the age of his wife. He was not moved. Hopelessness said to him, Abraham, you are too old. You are too old for this. Your wife is too old. Abraham, you are weak. Maybe hopelessness did not realize that there is a word for everything hopelessness is saying. The Bible says, say to the weak. Oh, come on, say to the weak. Hallelujah. And each time Abraham will say, I'm strong. Your wife is weak. No, she's strong. Have you met Sarah? Oh, but you know, you and your wife, you are past it. No, we are not. Because we serve the God who is in it. Amen. Hallelujah. That's a good place to say good amen. He said, we serve a God who is in it. Because if God is in it with you, possibility will be birth. Amen. Hallelujah. Abraham disregarded hopelessness. Some people will throw a party at their hopeless situation, a pity party. Oh, you don't really understand. You don't really understand how things are. If you are in my shoes, oh, I've passed your shoes. My shoe size is bigger than yours. You can't even fit in my own. You that you are complaining, that you think it's all over for you. I want to announce to you, it's just about to start. Amen. Your destiny is just about to start. You are going to begin to see beyond your circumstances. Abraham saw beyond his circumstance. He saw the possibility and the power and the potential of the word of God. You too, God is going to open your eyes. God is going to open your mind. God is going to open your life. You will begin to see possibilities. You begin to see the hand of God at work. You begin to see the word of God at work. You begin to see the spirit of God at work in your life in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, he believed in hope. His mind began to think differently. Differently. His mind began to see what God said. Habakkuk said, I will set myself upon the watch and see what he will say to me. Abraham began to see. His mind began to paint the pictures of what God was saying. He began to see Isaac as a little baby. He began to see Isaac running around in the tall grasses. He began to see Sarah calling Isaac. Even before then, he began to see Sarah. One morning, Sarah began to glow. And her tummy began to grow. Like I saw my wife one day. And when we prayed, she said she wanted a daughter. After a son, we prayed for. And then we were at a minister's meeting. I did not even know. She never told me anything. She was sitting on my left side. I looked at my wife. And I said, this woman is glowing. Something is happening. Something is happening. That was how Abraham saw Sarah. That, no, there is a difference, honey. There is a difference in you. I see you in the glory. I see the glory basking around you. Sarah said, my Lord, you know, you remember 3 weeks ago in the night. Oh. And they both laugh. Husband and wife will understand what I mean. When sometimes you and your wife, you look at yourself and you will just laugh because you will remember. You just remember the match you played and it was so nice. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't be too holy. Come on. Praise the Lord. Abraham began to say, you know what? We are more than this. We are more than this because we have God on our side. His mind began to frame words, that he began to speak out. The Bible says in Proverbs 23 and verse 7a, it says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." How you think becomes who you are. I did some little research. The research is very long. I don't have time to give it to you. But it says, science says that there is what is called the anatomy of thought. The anatomy of thinking. Thinking, thought as a body. It can be dissected. It can be broken down. It says your thinking affects every area of your life. Spiritually, psychologically, and physiologically. If you don't understand all the logically, calically, what does this mean? It means that your thinking affects your spiritual download, your soul, and your body. No wonder. The Apostle Paul said in Philippians 4, verse 8 and 9, I love how he says it in the Message Bible. I'm going to read the Message Bible. He says, summing it all up, friends, I'd say to you, do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you have learned from me. Paul said, I think on these things. What you have heard and saw and realized, do that. And God, who makes everything work together, will walk you into his most excellent harmonies. God will walk you into his most excellent harmonies. God knows that negative thoughts, unbelieving thoughts, are unhealthy for your life. They are unhealthy for your destiny. What did Abraham do? He aligned his mind. He aligned his thinking with the promises of God. He did not allow his mind to wander away from the promises. He did not allow his mind to attack the promises of God. He did not allow his mind to scatter the promises of God. But what did he do? The Bible says in Romans 4:21, and being fully convinced, being fully persuaded. Where did the persuasion take place? The persuasion took place in his mind. Where did the conviction take place? The conviction took place in his mind that what God has promised is also able to perform. For a long time, I have come to a realization. I knew it. I've experienced it many times. That my thoughts has a supernatural way of bringing its contents to life. Your thoughts has a supernatural way of bringing its contents to life. That is, your mind has a way of bringing what you are thinking as a way of bringing it to you. Praise the Lord. Has anybody here noticed that sometimes you just began to see whatever you are thinking, you began to see it in everything around you? Am I correct? Huh? You're just thinking it, but suddenly you are just seeing it in every area because that's what's in your mind. What's in your mind is what you see everywhere. Praise the Lord. That's why you should be careful what you allow your mind to conceive. Even Jacob, he made sure that when he was working with Laban for him to prosper, he took the poplar tree, peeled it. What the animals saw while they were mating was what they conceived. Praise the Lord. That is why you put your faith in action. By conceiving, I've seen people who put certain pictures of what they're expecting before them, and they see it every day. it becomes them. And suddenly, one way or the other, it just happens. Supernatural. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew 13 and verse 58. Now, he did not many mighty works there. Why? Because of their mindset. Because of their unbelief. These were people who thought, well, we know him. Is he not the carpenter's son? Is he not Pastor Cal? We know him. You see, I've said it time and time again here. It surprises me. Should I say it surprises me? No, it doesn't surprise me. I go to other churches and I preach the same thing I say to you. And bam, the power of God is made available. Things began to happen. Then I'm excited and I come here, say the same thing. And it's like I'm preaching to a wall. Because the people I'm preaching to, oh, is it not Pastor Cal? We know him. Don't worry. And then somebody whom God used me to lay hands on into ministry will now come and say the same thing to you because you didn't see him last week. Because you didn't see him 2 weeks ago. And everything he said was law. You not believe it. And I'm like, oh my God, what happened here? Then I realized that it happened to Jesus. So I'm like, Carl, what's your problem? If it happened to Jesus, there's nothing you can do. Praise the Lord. Jesus could not do much for them. Why? Because of their mindset. They thought they knew him. Too much of him. We know you too much to benefit from you. What do you have to say to us? But Abraham, even though he was walking with God, he had the possibility mindset in spite of where he was at that time. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, 17 to 19, I need to run here. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, I like this thing, offered up Isaac. If you read it here, you would think that he has already killed Isaac physically. Offered up Isaac. Why would the Bible say it like that? Because in his mind, he had already sacrificed Isaac. It was a done deal. Like I always say to us, when you give an offering, leave it there. You are living, you are still looking. My offering. Oh, what did they do with it? What did they do? And he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, in Isaac, your seed shall be called. Concluding that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. What does that mean? The figurative sense there means what? That because to him, Isaac was dead in his mind. So having him back means what? God brought him back to life. Hallelujah. In Abraham's positive mindset, being put at work, we see also the Shunammite woman. Oh, I love that story of the Shunammite woman in 2 Kings chapter 4. Her only son died. On her way to the man of God, everybody, including her husband, said, I hope everything is well. She said, all is well. Even the man of God asked me, it's all well with you, your husband and your son? She said, all is well. Until she came at his feet and said, the boy don't die. We got to do something. Praise the Lord. And she received that dead child back to life. Let me conclude here and tell us, everybody here under the sound of my voice, you have the right to choose what you believe and what not to believe. Hallelujah. It's your choice. But listen, whatever you believe is what you are empowered to become. Whatever you believe is what you are empowered to receive. Hallelujah. Anything you don't believe God for, God is not liable. God is not permitted to perform it. The Bible says in Luke 1:45,
blessed is she who believed,
for there will be a fulfillment when the mind is in agreement with God. It says there will be a fulfillment of those things which was told her from the Lord. Something dropped on me this past week. Almost blew my lid off. Hallelujah. And I put it down this way. God's touch does not take time. It simply takes walking in His truth. Let me say that again. The touch of God that you're expecting, it doesn't take time. All it takes is what? Walking in His truth. You walk in the truth of God and see if you will not receive the touch of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Positive mindset, positive expectation does not plan for failure, does not plan for defeat. It plans for victory. It plans for rejoicing. And there's joy in positive expectation. Amen? Expectation, an expectant mindset produces powerful energy for the expecter. Hallelujah. For surely there is an end, and your expectations shall not be cut off. I want you to rise up on your feet. I want you to pray. Even if you are not a constant doubter, even if you are an occasional doubter of the word of God, of the spoken word, I want you to pray. Say, Father. Come on, say, Father. Forgive me of all my unbelieving thoughts. Forgive me of all my negative thinking, and cleanse my mind by the blood of Jesus.